From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Rights activists say airstrikes targeted two opposition-held towns in northwestern Syria Tuesday, killing more than 40 civilians. The strikes come amid fighting in the coastal province of Latakia and the struggle for control of the city of Aleppo. In Geneva, the main opposition group pulled back from UN-facilitated proximity talks with the Syrian regime on a political transition. The spokesman for the High Negotiations Committee, Salem Meslet, said there remain three unresolved important issues.
The detainees, the besieged areas, and the ceasefire, you know. He does not respect any agreement. He does not respect any even, you know, his allies. You know, Russia is part of the agreement, the truce agreement. But Assad is not respecting that. Massacres every day. Tens of lives we lose every day.
In Washington, U.S. spokesman John Kirby said while a nearly two-month-old cessation of hostilities is holding, the process on a political future will be difficult.
Nobody ever thought with this new round of talks that all the problems would get solved. The goal was to start, and the key word there is start, having a conversation about the political transition itself.
Kirby said the nearly two-month-old cessation of hostilities generally is holding. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has recommended extending the mandate of the UN peacekeeping mission in the disputed Western Sahara for a year. He warned Morocco's expulsion of UN staff could be exploited by extremists. The UN mission has been monitoring a ceasefire between Morocco and the Polisario rebels while trying to organize a referendum. Morocco expelled the UN staff after Mr. Ban angered Rabat when he referred to Morocco's occupation of the territory while visiting camps in Algeria. This is VOA News.